It's 28 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and on a Thursday afternoon we get to meet with Jasper van Wessem from Holle Trails, because it's one of the joys of living in this part of the world that if you are a runner or a hiker or a cyclist, there's so much to explore in the sense that there are these well-maintained, beautiful trails that take you through all sorts of different scenic routes across the greater Ballito region. And you can do a short trail or a very long trail. Lovely thing about that is that it's so well managed, as I said earlier. And when you get to the end of it, there's a wonderful trailhead where you can enjoy coffee and something to eat and maybe even have a shower, get your bike detailed. It's just so posh and so professional. And that's why Jasper van Wessem joins us every Thursday to keep us in the picture. But today, as a special treat, I thought we would introduce you to one of the younger members of the 88FM team, Joni Cassidy, she's been on the trails a couple of times, Jasper, and you know young people, hey?
Yeah.
If it's difficult, it's just difficult. And how do you overcome that? So I thought maybe from a young person's perspective, because let's face it, I was a young person once, but it was so long ago I can't remember. So let's just change things up again. So welcome, Joni, to the afternoon show.
Hello, Dave.
If you're
Hello, Jasper.
Best behavior, you can stay for a minute or two. Otherwise, we'll have to send you off. And let's open up the conversation.
Well, Jasper, I was wondering, as an inexperienced rider, someone who doesn't have a lot of experience in trail riding, maybe a little bit more experience in just road riding, what would you say an inexperienced rider needs to know before coming to Holle Trails? What do you need to bring with you? What should you expect?
Okay, when we start at the basics, people that, for instance, rent a bike, they come with techies, shorts, and that's it.
And what about, do you rent out bikes? Do you rent out helmets?
Yeah, we rent out bikes. The bikes that we rent out, they cost $400 for like a 3-hour period. That's basically, people stay away for mostly 2 hours, and then they get tired. And we have some people that stay away for 4 hours, that's fine too, but most people, 1.5 to 2 hours, that's it.
Yeah, 1.5 hours and hours back. I'll tell you that much. It's quite difficult.
Yeah.
And as an inexperienced rider, what would you recommend? Which trail should they do? Because I know you guys have a variety of trails there at Holle Trails.
Yeah. We rather start at the Green Trail. It's maybe not too challenging for some people. Rather start there than do a trail that's much too difficult and people start to hate cycling, especially when you're new to cycling. You want to have a good experience. If it sets you off, then you never do it again.
That's good. I think the Green Trail is a good
place
to start.
That's a very good place to start. It's
how many kilometers is it?
Well, that's the thing. for beginners, you have a 5K loop that's super short. It's mostly ridden by kids. They can do the 5K parkrun loop. But the Green Trail, that's a lot of fun. You go to the little bit of warm-up to the gum trees, and there's like a labyrinth of, twists and turns. We call it Mickey Mouse Trail. And after that, you can do it again and again and again till you get tired, and then you head back to the trailhead, and that's it. If you continue further, you can actually make it a 10K loop or even a 20K loop. It goes all the way to the Pringle Dam. It's a beautiful, beautiful route. It's definitely worth going.
It is a beautiful route.
If you can make
it,
yeah.
No, it's a beautiful place to cycle. I really enjoyed cycled and running there. Did the park run there at Holle Trails as well. And what would you say for a rider who doesn't have any gear? What would you recommend that they bring? You know, if I'm going to go to the shops because I'm going to now join Holle Trails, what would you recommend I buy in terms of, do you need cleats to ride at Holle Trails? Can you wear normal tackies?
Normal techies is just fine. Gloves, that's a good thing to have. And actually padded shorts.
Padded shorts, so that your bum doesn't get sore.
Yeah. Oh. Those saddles, they look very uncomfortable, but they are designed for riding with padded shorts. Just riding with a normal short, it just doesn't work. It's not absorbing all the bumps.
Can I ask you a question about bikes? Because it's something that struck me. When I was a kid, if you were a guy, you had a bike with a crossbar. If you were a girl, it didn't have a crossbar. It had a sort of slope so that you could easily access and get off on. But that seems to have fallen away. You don't get ladies' bikes anymore, do you? It's just one kind of bike.
You actually do.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I've never seen them yet.
The physics of ladies are a little bit different. And it's not that the top bar is in a different position. Just the geometry is a little bit different. Ladies usually have longer legs than men.
Okay.
So the length between the saddle and the handlebar is a little bit shorter on those bikes.
Wow.
It's small little details, but, and well, apart from the colors of the bike, that's the main difference.
So there is still, if you would like to get the right bike for your particular application, you can get a bike that is more suited to your frame if you happen to be a small framed or a lady, as you just mentioned. And I didn't realize. I thought it was just sizes that were different now.
Nope. Well, some brands actually do offer a women's specific bike, but okay, not all of them.
Wow. And I got to tell you, I saw the other day, and it was very exciting for me. These e-bikes are becoming more and more exciting.
There we go again.
Yes, I like the idea because, you know, they're now making them with two motors, one on each hub.
Oh, my word.
Have you ever seen that?
I have not seen it yet, but
you've
it would be
go
very
on YouTube
interesting
and
to
have
like a two-wheel drive mountain bike.
Literally, yes. Two motors. And that just sends it. It's more like a moped. Mm. I love it because now I can do hollow trails with you guys and I just hit the
throttle.
Yeah. But I mean, this is definitely the way it's going. More and more types of e-bikes coming onto the market, not necessarily in South Africa because most of the e-bikes are geared for urban cruising in other parts of the world. But I'm sure that the technology is going to be applied equally to all sorts of riding.
Yep.
And it just becomes, the more ubiquitous the e-bike technology becomes, I think the price point is going to come down. So you'll be able to get, because at the moment you've got to be quite affluent to get onto an e-bike.
They're quite expensive.
Costs you a pretty penny. Yeah.
But you can hire an e-bike. Did you know that, Jenny?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't. I would fall.
No, you must try. At Hollow Trails, they've got e-bikes that you can
rent. At the moment, we don't.
Oh, okay. Well,
we had a bit of an issue with the bikes, and we were still looking for a good partner with decent e-bikes.
Ah, Alibaba.
That's exactly where the problem is.
Sure. I wonder. But apparently there are some...
E-bikes are very expensive. And to get some e-bikes for the rental fleet, they just don't go out enough. Or you would have... Well, you need to have a really high rate to rent them out to earn it back.
But it's... But now that we've got Joni in the mix, you were talking last week, Jasper, before, not on air, but while you were warming up for the show, about doing a team build. Is this something that you do at Holler?
Yes, we do.
Do you think it'd be a good idea for the radio team to go along to Holler and
do the team building?
Yeah.
I think it'll be so cool because we can utilize everything at Sugar Rush. We'll go to Holler Trails, do a bike ride or a run, then we can go to the tree trails.
No. That's very hard.
I think it's great. We've got the jump park, have a little jump.
Go ride or run or whatever, and then we're going to have coffee. That would be a perfect.
Why don't we go ride and then have a glass of wine? Yeah. That's a much better idea.
So you
got
see,
a food fundie.
Ultimately, it's what we're talking about is the fact that there is this extremely well-managed, well-organized opportunity for everyone to get out and have fun. And this is the main thing. It's But it's also for a purpose. Good, clean fun and healthy mind and a healthy body. There's nothing better than looking after your health by getting fit, enjoying the exercise, because that's also very much part of it. Eh?
And actually, it makes people happy. Whenever someone's coming back, I hardly ever see grumpy people. That's
not unless they're stiff.
Yeah.
Oh, that comes later when they're at home.
well, wait, I'm going to be this. But there it is. It's lots of fun, and I can't recommend it more highly than that. Jasper van Wessem is the man at the trailhead. He and his team look after you like you want to be looked after and keep you that way. So if you would like to find out more about Holler Trails, just pop online to hollertrails.co.za and it's all there for you. And when you get to the trailhead, go and say hello to Jasper, tell him you heard him on radio, and he will look after you in the manner to which you will become accustomed. And we'll catch up again in a week's time, Jasper. I like this journey joining us as well for a bit of a chat. Maybe we should make it a regular. And you heard that on the afternoon show, powered by Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota, Bolito. Here are the Red Hot Chili.